Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mike De La Haas. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Stevens moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Stevens moves to third. Woodling moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keogh. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a fly ball into right field. Keen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Power moves to second. Mike De La Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-3, Orioles. Westock now pitching. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tito Francona pinch hits for Gary Bell. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Carl Mathias now pitching. Wes Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt strikes out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Woodling moves to third. It's 5-3, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodling scores. Gentile moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 6-3, Orioles. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards second. Breeding scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Klaus is called out on strikes. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeding strikes out. Two outs. Wes Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0 for 1 in the game. Stock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. DeLahaz is called out on strikes. 1 out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matthias fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLahaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Woodling hits a line drive into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Mathias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathias strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen pinch hits for Billy Klaus. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeding hits a fly ball into left field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing shortstop. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hirsel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hirsel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. De La Haz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Wes Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0-for-2 in the game. Stock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-3 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up towards short. De La Haz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Hale pinch hits for Red Wilson. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Carl Mathias. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. John Romano now catching. Dick Stigman now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gus Triandos now catching. Jim Busby now playing center field. Jackie Brandt now playing right field. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aspromonte moves to third. Keane moves to second. One out. Jack Fisher now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. Keane scores. It's 6-5, Orioles. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. DeLahaz hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Triandos and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-3 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLahaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Newcomb pinch hits for Dick Stigman. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.